It's Tuesday, February 7th, and you're listening to episode 27 of Delicious Talk. So, hey, it's Nadine.
It's Anika.
And you're listening to episode 27 of Delicious Talk. We're back, and we have a lot to say about what's been going on. First thing we want to start off with, because we were just talking about it, is Roland Martin, the whole controversy with the comments he made, which I'm not even sure exactly what he said. What did he say, Anika?
He had said, basically, there was a David Beckham commercial, and David Beckham looked absolutely scrumptious, I might add.
In the Super Bowl?
Oh, my God. It was almost like I was having a backstroke when I saw him. I
mean, was it a Super Bowl ad?
Yes, it was a Super Bowl ad. H&M, and he had on, I need to take a pause. Can I take a moment of silence for this? I mean, he was looking so good, but he was wearing like how back in the day, I don't remember, Nadine, the Calvin Klein panty commercials. And it was kind of like black and white, and you know, but Roland Martin, just to cut to the chase, Roland Martin said, if you're a guy watching this Super Bowl commercial, you find this like, I don't remember quote, I need to look it up, but he was like, if you like the commercial, you need to be smacked. And right after that, I guess the gay community came out and, I mean, really lashed at him, like, oh well, so and so, but you're nothing but a nigger. And I was like, oh my gosh, I mean, they really reeled in. And he hasn't really said much, because I suppose that CNN probably, he has come back and apologized and said that he's always made fun of Beckham in soccer. And, you know, he really, his comments, he said, were not against gay. It was just kind of like, bro, you know how, you know, sissy this and whatever. I guess that's what he was trying to explain. But I guess I say this to say, you know, I have gay friends. I have no problem with gay people. You guys have fought so hard for a voice and to be seen and, you know, for gay rights and this, that, whatever. Don't take stuff like that so sensitive. Like,
well, you know, like I was saying, black people get that too. When big comments are made, people say, oh, black people are too sensitive, or Spanish people, Hispanics are too sensitive, and whatever the group is that want people to be so PC instead of expressing their true thoughts and feelings. And I personally think Roland Martin, you know, said what he said completely spontaneously. In other words, it's like he was saying, this is appealing to women.
To women.
If there are any men out there who, this is not appealing to a man who's watching the Super Bowl.
That's what he meant
to say. So he clearly was not thinking in the, you know, liberal modern terms that, well, you know, there are more gay people, you know, there are men who are attracted to men. He wasn't thinking
this is
of
gay. That commercial's just gay. He didn't say that, but I'm saying if he said something along the lines of that commercial is just so gay, and
was just basically saying this is a chick thing,
right?
It's men watching the Super Bowl, you know.
Yeah,
and so the gay men took offense. It's like, wait a second, homophobia? And I don't think he meant to be homophobic. He was just expressing his state of mind, which is not all the time thinking about the same sex being attracted to the same sex. Hello?
I agree.
So, I mean, most of us think like that. Let's face it. Let's just be honest. Most people aren't
like
constantly thinking. You have to remind yourself about that whole same sex thing.
Yeah, I don't
want
like transformers. I don't like wrestling. I hate that stuff. You see what I'm saying? It's like I really don't, and I'm not taking up for him or whatever, I just don't think, and him as being a correspondent on CNN or MSN, whoever he works for, Fox, I just don't think that that's what he meant. I just think they really took it out of context, and to me, people are not going to be honest anymore. You want people to be honest, forthright, and communicate at 100%, you're asking people to censor themselves how they really feel.
Battles. I would say we all need to learn to pick our battles. I mean, that is just ridiculous. But then again, people just, you know, journalists need fodder for their stories to write, and the TV tabloids, and people need something to write. So they make a big deal out of every little thing. And it, to me, the PC stuff is just making people water down their honesty. And that's never good. So let it go. I mean, well, that was to me a very innocuous statement. And, you know, if I were a gay man, I would just like, okay, whatever. I would have to understand that, you know, he is not a gay man. And he is talking about that in terms of this being, you know, a female type thing. Because let's face it, most men are not attracted to other men.
Yeah.
Let's just face it. So I don't see that as something that would have need to be offending me if I were a gay man and I found David Beckham attractive in a commercial. I would just be like, hey, don't forget me. I liked it, you know?
Yeah.
And just laugh it off. It's not a big deal. Okay, let's move on. So how about politics? I know you were heated about it.
I was heated about him. I was heated about stupid Donald Trump. Yes, I said stupid because he's an idiot. Endorsing Romney. And then you have the nerve. Romney had the nerve to come out and say, you don't care about poor people. You know, I mean, I'm like, tell me how you really feel.
I was glad to hear him that he said that. Because it's like we've always known it. So I'm glad somebody has the hoops to come out and say it.
The ball?
Yes. The cojones to come out and own it, that they don't give a rat's you know what about the poor or the struggling. They don't care.
Newt has said it, but in a different way. You know, he was like, oh, well, you know, he had made a comment one time. He goes, well, you know, black people, you know, as far as their business sense, they're not so, I mean, maybe Hispanic, I think he said like maybe Hispanic or something people are, you know, a little bit, but, you know, black people, not so much. I mean, he's made it very vocal.
And that's good. I encourage it because they're speaking their true minds instead of being politically correct or phony. Which is, we get too much of that. And if more people did it, boy, they'd be offending everybody left and right. But the fact of the matter is, at least we're getting some honesty finally, as opposed to what, you know, we were talking about before, where people mm-hmm. want it watered down. Oh, you can't say this or don't say that. You're going to offend that person. You're going to offend that person. Good. You know, these politicians want screen time and they want newspaper space. So they will say controversial things. And they know it's controversial. Come on, let's not pretend they don't know that mm-hmm. what they're saying, and they haven't decided to go ahead and say it.
But I think no matter, I think at the end of the day, I think with all due respect, no matter what President Obama, there's some people that just have. I think no matter what, I don't think he could do anything right in some people's eyes.
Well, and that will never change. And that won't change no matter who the president is. Whether they're black or white, the other party will never be able to accept that they're the president, and they're always going to have to find fault with what that president does. So that's not even a racial thing. And the people who have an issue with him because of race, there's such a small segment of people mm-hmm. that it doesn't even warrant paying attention to anymore. Because mm-hmm. Obama couldn't have been elected without the white vote. That's what a lot of people don't understand. And the people who voted for him, the majority of them are not those people. Mm-hmm. So stop paying attention to them. That's my advice. They are a very small segment. The more attention you give them, the more important they seem. And they're not. So just book, whatever. I'm going to go out and vote for him. I think he's been doing an excellent job. Under the circumstances, and come November, I'll be out there voting for him. And whatever happens, happens. We don't, you know, that's all we can do. Speak with.
I agree. Not only that, but what you have to understand what he actually inherited.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Under the circumstances, I think he's done a great job. a great job. So, you know, there's been employment growth for the past several months. You don't hear too much about that.
Nope.
Where are the tea parties? Where are your teacups?
They're not going to say.
No, you have no tea on that. So, you know, pop out the Earl Grey on that. No. Okay, let's move along. How about Seal and Heineken?
I think that was, I still think, and I don't care what anyone says, I think that that is a publicity stunt.
You don't think that's real?
See, why do you think that it's true?
I just find it hard to believe that they would do that kind of story for a publicity stunt. I just think that's extreme to say that, you know, they're splitting up and everything. They have children. I just think they could have found something else to do if they wanted to try to help him promote his album. And do they need that kind of publicity stunt? I mean, really?
I guess you're right. But yeah, I just think, you know, in Hollywood nowadays, people do.
You don't know what to believe. It's true. I agree with you on that. When you hear stories, you kind of take it with a grain of salt. But this was surprising to me, and I'm sad about it because I thought they were the real deal. But I don't. I hope they work it out. But I don't know. I'm not quick to think this was a stunt. But anyway, so Breaking Dawn Part 1 is on DVD this Friday, February 10th.
I can't wait.
And they're having all these release parties as usual, as they do. And, you know, at midnight at Target and whatnot. And there's going to be a sneak peek at Part 2. So I'm excited for that. And we're going to be doing another Twilight installment. Heads up, listeners, it's time for our Delicious Talk Wow Moment of the Week. Go see The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. If I know it's probably not in many theaters anymore, but it's going to be on DVD soon. But that movie was good. Did you see it?
No, what is the, can you give me, I know I don't want you to tell me about it, but can you give me kind of like a back?
I can't give you anything. You just have to go see it stars Daniel Craig, Rooney Mara from The Social Network, even though I haven't seen The Social Network, but she was in that, and Christopher Plummer, and some other really great actors, Robin Wright, and I was not expecting, this was not my type of movie. When I saw the trailer, I wrote it off as no, not for me. I was blown away by this movie. Rooney Mara deserves an Oscar.
That was a book first, though.
Yeah, it was a series of books. They sold like 65 million copies worldwide. Very popular. And there was an original Swedish film made a few years ago. And this is like not a remake of the Swedish film, but just another adaptation of the book. And there's going to be two more installments. And I was just blown away. And I would love that Rooney Mara was nominated for an Oscar, and I would love to see her win, even though people are saying she probably won't win against Meryl Streep or Viola Davis for The Help, which was also great.
Oh, but I love that movie.
I really think that Rooney Mara deserves it. I'm sorry. She was awesome in that role. I had to remind myself I was watching an actress and not that Lisbeth Salander is not a real person. It was amazing. I can't. It's one of the best movies I've seen in a long time.
It must be really good because you never.
You know I'm really picky.
Never. She's listener. She is just so picky.
I'm very
so picky. For her to be, I gotta go see this now. I'm pissed because she won't give me. I want to see this now because she never.
Yeah, you have to see it. I mean, check and see if it's in any of the theaters still in your area. But I saw it twice in the theater actually. So. It's really good, and I'm definitely buying the DVD. So that's our wow moment of the week. If you haven't seen The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo starring Daniel Craig, 007, and Rooney Mara, go see it now before it's out of theaters and get the DVD. Rent it on DVD.
Oh, my gosh. I got to go see this.
Super, super delicious. Super, super delicious. The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Wow.
And with that, we're going to leave you and... we'll see you next week. Come on back and leave us your comments. We love hearing them, and we're going to be talking about them. We're going to do an episode just on comments because some of them have been just outrageously wild. So
and inappropriate.
But we want everyone to feel free to be honest. We don't want any PC. So
I know.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. See ya. We'll be right back.